Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say expensive in Chinese. We have Helen Wright, the CEO of Anya Hindmarch, joining us. Hi, Helen. 你好.
Hi, 你好, Xiaolan.
Right, Anya Hindmarch is the queen of the handbag. Yeah. I wish I could own one because I know a very good one could be worth $12,000 or pounds?
Only exceptionally would they be that price point. We are very careful to make sure that we run, and you're going to teach me some words here, but they run from an affordable price,
right,
inexpensive,
yeah,
to something more, let's say, medium in terms of luxury price positioning. But we're really careful to make sure that you get beautiful quality for a realistic price.
Right, okay.
So very few bags are up the $10,000 point.
Okay. Oh, very few, but some. Okay.
Some just still... to make the dream. We're in the business of dreams.
I know. I'm going to sell my mini and then my car.
So no wheels, but you will have a beautiful bag.
That's more important, I think. Okay. But, no, so today, should we try to learn how to say something is very expensive and something is very cheap?
Let's do that.
Yeah, we are business people. We can go around and then do our negotiation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. The way to say something very expensive, we say 贵.
Gui.
That's it.
Okay.
Gui is an adjective.
Yeah.
So when we describe something gui, that means expensive.
And does gui connote that something is an unrealistic price, or is it simply that it's a luxury price?
Yeah, could be both.
Not necessarily negative.
Not necessary. Right. And in fact, I was going to tell you the meaning of the character originally was something noble.
Okay.
Precious.
Okay.
And because it's noble and precious,
yes,
inevitably we have to pay a higher price.
Absolutely.
So not necessary to be negative or overpriced.
No, and that has a connotation also of exclusivity and something that's
very special. It is.
Okay.
And then when we use that, if you go to negotiate with your supplier and then they give you a quote and you can say, oh, 好贵. 好 means very much. So okay. How is the same word as 你好, means good. But here we use that as an adverb. Yeah, that means a lot expensive.
Okay.
So 好贵. So next time when you see your supplier, tell them 好贵. And they will know, she's tough. We need to be more shrewd and more careful when
yes.
we deal with her.
Yes, absolutely. Both yeah. because I have that phrase in the language, but also because, you know, it's a kind of a commercial comment on the
yes,
product.
Yes, that's right. And yeah. then in the negotiation, when you think this is way too expensive, then we say 太贵.
Okay.
That means overpriced.
Overpriced.
That's right.
太贵.
太贵. And they will know, okay, they need to cut the price down.
Yep. Let's talk about how we can do that.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. And then when we think something is a bargain, something is cheap, we say 便宜.
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 Okay.
And 便, the original meaning actually is a shape of a person sitting down very comfortably. And then that shows someone is very casual.
Right.
And very comfortable.
Okay.
So that's 便.
So easy in terms of price, perhaps we could say.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
And 宜, the second character, that means suitable.
Ah.
So someone is very comfortable, very casual,
and
very
it's just
suitable.
Right.
It's just right. So it doesn't mean cheap.
No.
But something affordable, comfortably to afford.
Yeah.
So 便宜. And to say something very cheap, we say 好便宜.
How 便宜, because how is the very part.
That's
of
right.
It.
Okay. I heard people saying 好便宜, but I never heard people saying 太便宜. That means, oh, it's so cheap, it's too cheap.
No.
People will just buy it and grab it.
Yes,
rather
absolutely.
Than complaining about how cheap it is.
Yeah. I had a look this morning, and you'll laugh when I try to do my pronunciations. Knowing that we might talk a little bit about expensive and cheap, I decided also that it's important in my business to think about not only expensive and cheap, but about value.
Yeah.
A lot of our customers are interested that perhaps the end price point will not be very high. It might be medium or low.
Yeah.
But the most important thing that we can see today is people are looking at the value of something. What sort of work, what sort of craft, what sort of creativity and so on. So I looked up the value term, and I had 价值.
价值.
Yeah, you see.
You got it.
价值.
Yeah, 价值. And it's actually exactly what you said. 价值 represents very well what you just described. 价is the price.
Right.
And it's not negative or positive. It's just the way it is. 价.
Okay.
How much this thing will cost.
Yeah.
And 值 is value.
Right.
So 价值 together, they lead to the same thing, but just refine the value you mentioned.
Yes.
And the value of art, for example, is priceless.
Yes.
And the value of a beautiful handbag is priceless in a lot of people's mind.
And in perception.
Exactly.
Yes.
A lot of people, like I do, use my handbag not just for functional utility. I see that as part of me.
I agree. I'm the same. It makes it completes my wardrobe of the day. Mm-hmm. It's something that it adds to the wardrobe, as well as being a practical way of carrying quite a lot of things around.
That's it. That's it. And can you share with us what's special in Anya Heidmarch's handbag?
We like to add a little twinkle in the eye of luxury brands in accessories. We believe in modern craftsmanship, so applying modern innovations to what are effectively the most beautiful time-honored traditions.
Right.
So you'll see things that are on the one hand so cool, but on the other hand made by a beautiful man in a white coat using ancient techniques. And it's there's a very pleasing combination. And we like to appeal to customers that already have beautiful wardrobes of handbags and accessories, but this will make her smile, or him smile.
Wow, it's really truly a piece of artwork. And let's have a final bonus. When we say craftsmanship, it's 工艺.
工艺.
工艺. 工 is work.
Yeah.
And 艺 is art. So it's a work of art.
Well, I like so much that combination, and I think that it absolutely perfectly rounds out the discussion that we've had about inexpensive, expensive, and value. Then needs to be some reasons for that. And I think gongyi as a craftsmanship is like, it's almost like the basic ingredient of the recipe.
Okay, thank you, Helen, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today we talk about expensive, guai. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Helen.
谢谢,
thank you,
Helen.